Poet Mark Halliday joins us with a literary, environmental, romantic fantasy.
The Ivory Novel. It occurs to me now that I could write a novel about the fate of the elephant, the illegal hunting of elephants in Africa. I feel now how I could do this, a thick, strong, solid novel of bitter realism. There would be the young, naive journalist who slowly catches on to the obscenity of the hunting, and there would be the cynical older man, an embassy official maybe, or a wildlife photographer, who somehow finds himself beginning to care, until by page 200 he cares desperately. Maybe because of a certain woman who loves animals. Through her eyes, he can see the great sweet nobility of the lumbering elephants, and when he comes upon the hacked gray corpses in their lakes of dried mammal blood, he feels the quickening of rage that makes him younger, but also, of course, more vulnerable. Thus, it will be the young journalist who ends up stronger, though at the same time hardened, divested of the charming illusions that made him so funny in the first 100 pages. And he's the one who finally gets the girl, or woman, whatever. Unless there'd be two women, yes, a sultry brunette and this younger, very slim one. Lots of possibilities. So, three or four characters on the good side versus the foul poachers, swarthy types, soaked with sweat, and the greedy ivory dealer who owns 5 airplanes and bribes the police of Kenya, Uganda, Zaire, and ultimately arranges the murder of one protagonist in the teeming marketplace of Bujumbura, because he or she knows too much. But meanwhile, the dealer is actually subtly unhappy, and one long night he reveals this to the woman from the park service in a dialogue that deepens my novel considerably. Also, huge heaps of local color, the wind on the veldt, the herds wandering on immemorial paths, the humorless lions watching from the tall grass, and red dust billowing from the wheels of bouncing jeeps. All this, 320 pages. I could do this. Presumably, I would need, in addition to research, a trip to Kenya for 3 weeks to pick up details for that texture of authenticity. This investment would pay off, because I can see how my book would be a hit. I can see an ad that says shattering and incredibly moving, and a review that mentions not only Peter Matheson, but also Conrad as my sort of equals. I can see the glossy jacket. It gives me a thrill of deathlessness. Fellow creatures. I see myself in years thereafter feeling at times that I have actually helped save the African elephant from extinction. Would that be true? I guess not. Possibly, but I think not. Undoubtedly, I could help the elephant in more direct ways if I wanted to. And my novel, though moving, would have a tragic darkness that tends to discourage activism. For instance, in chapter 12, we find that one of the foul poachers is not really foul at all, but a man with 5 children, a father who believes that without the work of his heavy rifle, his sickly daughters would die. Mubendi carries photos of them in the leather case that holds his long gray bullets. Ah, literary art. Art eternal over here, and over there, real elephants with shattered brains. I guess I'm not going to write the elephant novel, but I guess I'll write poems in some ways not different.
Mark Halliday's collection of poems, Little Star, is published by William Morrow.